The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend so far. The gospel today is a pretty powerful one, where Jesus is channeling his inner John the Baptist when he's just giving it to the scribes and the Pharisees because of their perfect outside appearance, but their rotten hearts. I heard last week at a meeting I had to go to, there was a youth minister who explained something to us priests. He said to us, "Do you know what a Finstagram is?" I think some of you would know that, right? I see some heads nodding, right? Well, there's Instagram, and then there's Finstagram. So basically, Instagram, we know what that is, right? You post pictures, and a lot of us use that. But sometimes you might find someone, he said he had a young girl in his youth ministry who had a Finstagram, which is your fake Instagram. So you have one Instagram where you post pictures and things for everyone to see. And that's where you make sure the filter's just right, the makeup that you have is just right, the angle's just right. It's the when you look like a supermodel, that's that one for everyone to see. And then you have another private Instagram for your friends. That's where you can just be yourself. That's where you can send pictures without the makeup and the filters, and that's your fake Instagram. And so he asked, "Well, why is it that your fake who you aren't is what you call your real Instagram, and then who you are is what you call your fake Instagram? Why are you calling your real self your fake self?" Now, that's not exactly, I understand why you would have, you know, for the teens here, I get the fake Instagram. You want to have a private chat with your friends. But it was a powerful reality that sometimes we aren't who we are on the outside. We put up a mask because we might be afraid of how people will think of us, how people will view us, how people will judge us. So we're on the outside different than we are on the inside. And Jesus is telling these hypocrites, these scribes and Pharisees who come into the temple of God to pray, he's saying, God sees your heart. You can't hide that from him. I'll tell you a really funny story from one of my projects down in Mexico. This is the story of Senora Slingshot. And if you're doubting this story when you hear it, you can ask a colleague of mine down there
Dustin, who's right here, he was with me, helped me in Mexico. He's a parishioner here. And he walked in, I was like, Dustin, I'm talking about Senora Slingshot, right? And he's like, oh yeah, okay, so this is a real story. So I'm there in this parish church. It's not a large church, but it's big enough that there was about 200 people or so would fill it. And I was just kind of beginning to work there. We were building some homes, some churches in the area. And my first Sunday Mass, as I'm there and I'm sort of introducing myself to the congregation, there was a lady in the front pew. And she had on one of those Mexican, like, tilma things, right? It's kind of like a blanket with a hole in it, right? And she had a leather belt around her waist. And she had a slingshot in her belt. So kind of right away, I kind of thought, okay, something's a little different about this lady here. And during the Mass, I was a little distracted, you know, wondering what the slingshot was for. But I'm in the middle of my homily. I was probably talking something deep about the Trinity. It was amazing, I'm sure. And in the back of the church, the doors are open because it's hot. And in Mexico, they have no problem with dogs and cats and chickens coming into the church. It just is what happens. And so I'm giving my homily, and there's a pack of stray dogs that shows up at the back door. Now, pets are not pets the way we have pets here. So they're basically stray dogs. They don't belong to anyone, and you don't really want them around your kids, right? But as I'm giving this homily and the dogs are creeping into that door, well, Senora Slingshot, who had been continually looking back up the aisle the whole Mass, that's when I learned what the slingshot was for. She proudly stands up and she does her slingshot like this, and she's standing right here, and I'm kind of like looking down, and the locals are just kind of fine with it. They start, you know, leaning a little bit away from the aisle, and moms are like kind of covering kids up a little bit. And then the dogs notice Senora Slingshot, and they take off, and she takes off after them. And she's at the door firing away, you know. I couldn't really finish the homily. I was just like, okay, so God bless you, and let's continue Mass, right? And so I'm at the consecration, and as I'm there, I see the dogs creep back. And this time, they made it inside the church, and they're kind of under the pews, and the kids are now having fun because they're kind of bringing them in and like trying to, like, you know, make the show go on. And Senora Slingshot didn't notice the dogs come in, but after communion, she's walking around, you know, and I was worried that we would have an episode of, you know, pebbles flying through the church. But after Mass, she came up to me with this very proud look on her face, like, Father, aren't you proud of me? I've been protecting God's church. And, I mean, she didn't really say it that way because this lady, obviously she wasn't altogether there, right? In her old age and her, you know, being a little senile, right? She was just doing what was coming right from her heart. She had no filters. Now, at that parish, Mexico's a dangerous place. I sit and hear confessions. I know who's in the gangs, who's in the cartels, who's murdering who, and there's a lot of things that happen. And there were a lot of people in that parish that looked perfect, a lot of men wearing their nice suits. And they kind of laugh at Senora Slingshot because she's a little funny. She just hangs around the church all day. For years, when I would go back there, she was always patrolling God's temple. That was in her heart how she wanted to serve God. And when she lost her faculties and her reason, that's what came out. It's like, you can laugh at her, but like, she's more Christian here than any one of us. I wonder what would happen to me when I lose my faculties, when I'm, you know, whatever. What will I be doing? Will it be something as holy, even if it's something so ridiculous, as protecting God's church? I don't know. It's a good question. But But Jesus, when we come to him in prayer, come as you are. You don't have to put on a mask. We're afraid of being rejected. When we were young, right, we were never good enough. We were never as good at sports as everyone else. Our dad may have told us, you know, you can do better. And for the young women, it was that you're not beautiful enough, right? And you're afraid of being rejected because you're not the best at sports or the smartest at school or the most beautiful, you know, girl at the school, and you tend to be afraid of being rejected. And that happens when we come to God. We think, if he knew me as I really am, if he knew what I have done, if he knew what's in my heart, he's gonna not love me. And to be known but not loved is like the worst thing anyone could ever experience. God, who knows us better than anyone else, he loves you. I promise you that. When you come into the church, just be who you are. Don't bring slingshots, but just, we are children of God. That's what it means to be a Christian. So today, my brothers and sisters, let us give thanks as we've come in here to finish our weekend, to praise our Heavenly Father. We are his children. He is our Father. We know he loves us. So let us pray for our intentions, all of our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, in Haiti, down there in Mexico, and also specifically now those in Louisiana, right? So we'll bring all of those intentions now as we stand and we profess our faith.